Keta, the big library book sale.
Yes, the book sale starts Thursday at 10 a.m. up to 5 p.m. or 5:30, excuse me. And for Thursday, it does cost $5 to get into the book sale, but we have tons of great deals on books. And I believe Will Groves, who is the president of Friends, counted there was at least 230 boxes of books, and they're still coming.
Still coming. And coming.
And coming. And coming. And coming.
And I will just add that this year we've kind of streamlined the pricing a little bit. So hardcover books are all $1 a piece. And paperbacks, children's and youth hardcover, and children's and youth paperback are all 50 cents. If we have any magazines, they're 25 cents a piece. And DVDs and CDs and audiobooks and that kind of things are also 50 cents a piece.
All right, so that's going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Lots
yes.
of books, magazines, and just about everything under the sun when it comes to periodicals and books and what have you.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the actual inventory out yet, but as one of the people is sorting, we have a lot of cookbooks. So if you're interested in cookbooks, this might be your time to come and check things out.
Now, since we're approaching the cooking and baking season.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we got that coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday there at the Kendall Young Library. And it seems as though things are beginning to get back to some normalcy, ladies.
Yes.
With that,
yeah.
What? Because this is the first time we've had this book sale in, 2 years, wasn't it? Or
we had a quick one in May.
We did have a spring one this year that we put together pretty quickly. We were pretty excited about it, and it was nice to have people come back. But this is the first one that we've really been able to have books, we've been able to get them sorted, we've been able to do. So this we expect to be a pretty big one.
It should be. That's nice to see that big comeback to all the activities there at Kendall Young Library. And you've had a busy month there, Kendall.
We have. We had Family Literacy Night a couple weeks ago where Mrs. Libby Anderson read a book, and we had crafts and snacks, of course. Which brought in approximately 250 kids and adults. So we're very pleased with that activity. And then we are gearing up for after school today. We have trick-or-treat, candy, trinkets at all of our three service desks today.
Wonder if that goes on from 3:30 until 5 today, right?
I'd say about 5:30.
5:30, okay.
Up to 5:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So go downtown first and then come to the library afterwards is what you're saying.
Probably, yes.
There you go. Also, we should mention, too, ladies, that the after-school activities on Wednesday and Thursday will not be taking place, sadly.
Right. We do have to cancel the activities for the youth on Wednesday and Thursday due to the book sale, but they will be back next week on normal schedule.
Mm-hmm. About a week or so ago, Keta, we had a very special speaker there at Kendall Young Library talking about her experiences on Mount Everest. Matter of fact, I had a chance to talk with her about a week or so ago.
Yes.
Promoting this event.
Yes, so she was here, Jen Loeb was here last Thursday. She climbed all 7 summits, and we had a great turnout for that.
Good. Mm-hmm. And are we having anything more like that down the road there, Keta?
Probably not until 2023, because with the holidays coming up, it's busy for everyone. So we are working on fun activities for the new upcoming year. But we'll probably slow down a little bit for everyone to get ready for the holidays.
Sounds awesome.
We do have an exciting sort of commingling of my jobs. we are going to do, at the quick plug at the theater, we're going to have our merchant movies every Saturday, starting the Saturday after Thanksgiving. However, the reason I bring it up here is that the first Saturday right after Thanksgiving, the first merchant movie, we are going to do Elf. And we are going to be co-sponsored by Kendall Young Library, and it's going to be interactive. So
interactive.
That means if you've never had a paper snowball fight in a movie theater, that's going to be one of the exciting things that happens. But there'll be a lot of fun activities and things for the kids to do while watching the movie. So they don't have to sit quietly and watch the movie. They can actually have fun and interact and like I said, a paper snowball fight, and mm-hmm. who knows what else Mrs. Cool. Hornet has in plan.
I'm guessing, since it is the elf, I'm guessing a little sugar, since that's what the elf is mm-hmm. famous for, is mm-hmm. his sugar.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a fun thing that we have coming up, and I don't have the date on me, but I know it's the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
That would be on November 26th.
Yes. That sounds about right.
November 26th will be the first in the series of these Saturday free movies at the Webster Theater downtown. That'll be every Saturday until, what, the 24th, I believe?
It'll be the
17th. Okay, 17th. Then. And we'll go from there. Yeah. And, of course, Christmas in the City is coming up, too, on December 30th. Is Kendall Young Library involved with that there, Ketta?
I'm not for sure. Anna and I have not had time to chat about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say yes or no on that one.
Okay, so we'll find out, I'm sure. Again, we're talking today with Ketta Lubestad Argus, who's director at Kendall Young Library in Webster City, along with Ann here this morning. What else is going to be coming up during the holiday season? People think should know about some holiday closings, too, there, Ketta?
Yes, we will be closed for Thanksgiving. We'll be closing Wednesday, November 23rd at 3 p.m., and then we are closed, of course, Thanksgiving Day, mm-hmm. Friday the 25th, and then Saturday, November 26th.
All right, so keep that in mind. Come Thanksgiving time, and of course, Christmas, you'll naturally be closed during that time period.
Yes, there is an extra day or two, which I do not have written down here, so I don't want to announce it on the radio, but we will be closed an extra couple days.
Okay, because I know Christmas this year falls on a Sunday.
Yes.
And I'm sure that means that the library will be closed on that
yes,
Monday the 26th.
Yes, and I believe we're also closed another couple days.
Okay, so kind of watch out for that. We'll learn more about that
yes.
in the days to come from, or the weeks to come from Kendall Young Library. So
yes.
And of course, after school activities, they're popular.
Yes, they are. We are having a great turnout. We are pretty much have programs every single day except for Mondays and Fridays. We have I have to take my cheat sheet here.
Yep.
We have Wild Things, which is the preschool or pre-K to second grade on Tuesdays from 3:45 to 4:45. We have our Fuzzly Ducklings, which are the babies, on Wednesdays at 10:30. Our Hungry Caterpillars is on Thursday at 10:30. And then our Tween Time is Thursdays from 3:45 to 4:45. And our Teen Lounge is on Tuesdays at 3:30.
All right, so something after school and also midday for those youngins.
Yes.
Out there at Kendall Young Library. What about those Saturday morning movies? Are they coming back there, Ketta?
We are not probably going to be doing the Saturday morning movies. We are having such a great turnout during the weekdays that mm-hmm. as of right now, we're just kind of sticking with the weekdays.
Because that used to be so popular with those kids coming down for some popcorn and some treats on those Saturday mornings, but no Saturday morning movies for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
At this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let's see. Did
we do have
go
an
ahead,
adult
Ann.
Movie coming.
Adult movie, yeah.
Yes. Which is Thursday, November 10th at 6 p.m., Miss Cornette is showing Hacksaw Ridge in
good
honor
film.
Of Veterans Day.
Yeah, good film. This has to do with the gentleman there who died, I think, about 10 years ago. He was a Seventh-day Adventist, and he didn't want to use a gun, but instead he saved all these lives in World War II in Asia.
Really good movie.
Very good movie. So, yeah, that's coming up on November 10th, Hacksaw Ridge, and I believe that stars the gentleman that appeared in the Spider-Man series of movies.
Yes.
Yep. So.
And then we have one more program for the month of November,
uh-huh.
and that is the DIY Club. Mm-hmm. They are making a wine bottle scarecrow on November 15th at 6 p.m.
All right. So that's, again, November 15th?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. What about, I was seeing in your agendas, they were talking about some work to the children's department. Are they doing some improvement work down the road?
It's our plan to start looking at our space. Mm-hmm. We've gotten exceptionally large amount of kids. And so we just need to do some little TLC downstairs to spruce things up. The building, the new building, is almost 25 years old.
Yeah, I know. Where's the time flown?
It's time to start thinking for the future and seeing how we can maximize our space without, you know.
Yeah.
Since we can't, you know, with the, what's the right word I'm thinking of?
We can't expand very much further, yes. So we have to figure out how to more efficiently use the space, I think.
Yes, yes, that's it. So on some of our programming, we're averaging 60 kids, and our story hour room is not designed for 60 little ones floating around.
Yeah.
So we need to sit down sometime and look at the future and see where we want to go and spruce things up again, because it's time.
It's time. After 25 years, and still the most unique thing about Webster City and North Central Iowa is the Kendall Young Library.
Yep. So we've been
darn proud of.
We've been slowly doing some outside projects. We redid our parking lot, so it's enter only and on Elm Street, and then exit on Water Street.
Yep.
And we've also done a lot of landscaping outside. So, but we do need to start working inside the building.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's coming down the road. Another event that has been kind of away for the last few years, ladies, and that is the Festival of Chocolate. Is that coming back in 2023?
It is probably not coming back in 2023. We are still trying to figure out, as Friends of the Library Board, exactly what we're going to do. We all want to do the Festival of Chocolate.
Yeah.
We're just not sure how it might be done. We want to do it a little bit more efficiently if we're going to do it. So I would venture to guess that probably not in 2023, however, maybe 2024.
Okay, so that's kind of sad news for all the chocolate lovers out there, because that was a major fundraiser for the Friends of Kendall Young Library. I know that Will Groves also participated in that, and I was one of the judges of that event too a couple of times, and that was a ball.
It's good, and we have not taken it lightly that it may not come back. So rest assured that if there's a way for it to come back, it will.
All right.
Because chocolate is the world.
You got that right, Anne. You got that right. So what else, other activities with the Friends organization? We talked about the movie coming up on November 26th.
Well, I think right now the Friends is sort of getting back together, and all we are really focused on right now is the book sale. And then at the beginning of the year, we're looking at different ways that we can raise some money, because we know that the remodel, or the sprucing up, I guess I should call it.
Yes.
The sprucing up is going to come, and we will need to be assisting with that as we can. So look for big things from us next year.
Don't we have a fundraiser event at the end of the year, ladies? You send out mailings to residents asking for their generosity as we head towards the closing months of this crazy year?
Yes, that will be coming up. We usually try to send the letters around Thanksgiving time. That is mine and Anne's project here in the next week or two to start working on that. And we appreciate everyone who donates to Kendall Young Library. Really, without our donations, we cannot, you know, it's a huge part of our...
But you're accepting donations any old time.
Oh, yes, we accept. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Anytime. We especially like the donations that come in for different parts of the library, whether it's adult books or children's books or Spanish books or that, because those monies we can use directly for our catalog, and that frees up other money in the budget that we may have designated for those types of things. That then allows us to use that money for other things. We did not miss the whole raising of the gas prices and the utility prices. So as you can imagine, that large library got a couple of utility bills that were higher than normal. So
yes,
we are always looking for and thankful for donations that can go towards our collection, so we can use budgets for things like skyrocketing utility bills.
True. True, especially these days. But I see that natural gas prices are somewhat stable, in a way, from what I read in the Wall Street Journal.
So far.
Now, so far, anyway.
But, you know, it hasn't been cold yet, really.
No, it hasn't. We've had some moments. We've had some very nice weather, and nice weather for the next few days as we head towards November.
Yeah. Nice time to take out a library book and read it outside.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Cool. So anything else have we missed here, ladies?
Well, I'll just reiterate, fall book sale,
right,
Thursday, November 3rd. The entry fee is $5 from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Now, if you are a lifetime member, you can get in for free. And we do have a list of the lifetime members of the Friends of the Kendall Young Library.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, November 4th, from 10 a.m. to 5:30, there is no entry charge. Come on in anytime. And then Saturday, November 5th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., open to the public again that day. And we are just going to hand you a bag and let you put as many books in it as you want and can carry for whatever you feel is a good donation to the Friends of the Library.
Good idea. So, again, it's coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, the hours of Thursday for members only, 10 until 5:30. Friday, 10 until 5:30 for the public. Again, on Saturday morning from 10 until noon for the public there. And that's in the downstairs of Kendall Young Library.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause here, ladies?
Just come to the library.
Come to the library?
We're
yep. Yes. And normal hours are from what? 10 to 6 on Mondays?
10 to 6 on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Friday is 10 to 6.
Yep.
Saturday is 10 to 5.
10 to 5 on Saturday. So, again, great place to be, a Webster City institution. We're talking about Kendall Young Library. Anne and Keta, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Tomorrow morning on the Community Corner, we'll talk about the race for Hamilton County Treasurer. We have, again, Anne McLaughlin joining us tomorrow morning. Also with Matt Madison, Republican, and Independent Mike Myers, all tomorrow morning, 8:30, right here on KQWC. Time now is 8:45.